Show with Anna DeBlantis right here on 720 WGN. Kevin Powell on the sports, Violetta on the traffic, and of course, Judy on the news. And Anthony Weiner on the headlines. Coming up, by the way, we'll talk about the passing of film legend Gene Wilder, dead at the age of 83. It was announced by his family today. Complications of Alzheimer's. And we will we'll play some of the clips from his amazing career. I think as you look at his complete body of work, very, very, very few moments that weren't startlingly great.
Yeah,
and we will we'll talk about that coming up in the 6 o'clock hour. And Tom Skilling will be here in the 6 o'clock hour as well. Mark Spell's off for a couple of weeks, so we'll let him enjoy his time and not worry about him as he's not worrying about us.
And then he can give us a full report of all the fun things he's done when he gets back.
Now, here's a guy who didn't really worry about a lot, ever.
Except for himself, maybe. Would you say that's fair?
I would say that's true. Anthony Weiner. Now, I just want... Okay. All right. I don't even know where to begin with this, because this latest moment is one that startles even me. I think it's gotten worse,
if that's possible. Remember when he had to he resigned as a congressman because he said somebody hacked his Twitter account, and really it was him just putting out pictures and didn't realize how to direct message rather than post publicly,
right.
And he was sexting.
That's
basically
happened to all of us.
Am I
sure that's a direct message?
Yes, okay, but when you're a congressman and you're married, there are problems that evolve from that. So he resigned, and you would think that would have been it,
right? Then he ran for mayor and made a total tool out of himself doing that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they invited a crew, film crew, to follow him in his run for mayor. And when
does he have to hide?
Well, right.
Come on in. Take a look at everything.
And they did. And they found out that the guy is nuts. He has a mental disorder of some sort. And I am not a clinician. I cannot tell you what it is. Mm-hmm. I'm not one of those fancy degrees, but I can just tell you the guy is freaking nuts.
Wasn't it you always say when sex addiction, celebrities always say they have sex addiction, and then it's just because they got caught. So
yes.
You go through some therapy and
sure.
That helps repair the relationship or whatever. Mm-hmm. In his case, I don't know. There might be something seriously wrong. How could you be publicly shamed and humiliated, and both you and your wife are public figures, and do it again and again and again? And this latest one is horrifying.
So he's sexting back and forth with an unnamed woman on the West Coast. And he's wearing his underwear in bed. And then the next thing you know, he says, hey, look at who joined me in bed. And there's a picture of himself in his underwear. And his son, his young son,
mm-hmm.
7 years old. How old is that kid?
Really young. Let's see.
4, 5, 6, 7, something like that. Young.
Mm-hmm.
Young. Who is lying in bed with him. And it's like, And so this gets out. This comes out. It's on the front page of the New York Post. And Huma Abedin, his wife, says, well, all right, that's it. Finally. What did it take? All of the other stuff that was going on. What did it take? Kid is 4, by the way.
4 years old. They described it as a toddler son in a lot of those stories.
Yeah.
So 4 years old.
4.
But I don't know. I just think that that's a stressful decision. She's in a stressful position right now, running Hillary Clinton's campaign and all of that. And then here's her husband, the stay-at-home dad, out there just doing all this stuff. She's got a son with him. He went through therapy. They pledged that they were going to, you know, rebuild the relationship. They gave this big sit-down in People magazine. And he can't stop himself. So you can't blame her.
Therapy wears off with him. Just kind of there and then gone and
totally
then there and
ineffective.
Then gone. Yeah.
You think she asked Hillary for advice?
I don't know.
Now, what's really interesting is that Bill introduced Huma to Anthony Weiner. Now, why don't you stop and think about that for a second?
Oh, no.
You know what I think we should do? We should double date. Don't you think that'd be fun? Y'all get together. Share some war stories. You bring Huma around here. Now, Huma is like a... Now, this is the other crazy thing. Huma is... And I can't take myself seriously when I say her name, but she had... there was a lot of drama in her life way before she met Anthony Weiner, right? There was drama in her family, and and the Clintons kind of took her under their wing, and she was their sort of adopted daughter, you know, like there's always a kid that becomes like a member of the family like that. And Huma Abedin had become that for the Clintons, which is why she's one of the few people who is close to Hillary, has been close to Hillary in every iteration, when she was a senator, when she was first lady, then a senator, and then secretary of state. Huma Abedin has always been there. She was her body person when she was secretary of state, carrying the purse, the Birkin, with all the codes in it, whatever they get, whatever the secretary of state gets.
She's definitely a trusted force within Hillary Clinton's circle.
And then Bill sets that. And then Bill's like, I know this guy from New York. He's a
congressman. Was he a congressman at that time?
No, they made him a congressman. He was an act. He was like a city. Look it up. He was like a consumer affairs guy for the city of New York, I think. And then and an activist and a fundraiser and all that. He was politically involved. May have been a councilman or something. It's a local guy, and then they helped him become
New York City Council, 1992 to 1998, and then a congressional aide to Chuck Schumer.
Yep, and then they helped him become a congressman. The Clintons personally helped him become a congressman. And then this all happens, and then they give their daughter away to him, and still to this day, but no, I don't understand, what's the problem? Here's Bill. I don't understand. See, now, Anthony, here's the deal. When you are sexting, and you will, you got to remember, you got to do it not on Twitter. You got to do it with, you got to make sure you do it only on your texting and on a drop phone.
Yeah, and not when your toddler son is right next to you, which I think may be one of the real deal breakers here. When you're as a mother, if you see that, I mean, come on. You would wonder if in different circumstances there would even be like a DCFS style investigation if something like this were made public, like just somebody happened to post this on Facebook and was a no name. I just wonder if that would happen.
Can you see Anthony Weiner and Bill Clinton in a phone store in Times Square? Vodafone or whatever, where they're picking up a burner phone. All right, what do you think what's got the best camera? You know, as you're sitting there talking to the guy behind it, he's going, come on, let's move number one. We don't have time. Go ahead, buy phone.
Unlimited data.
That's right. Now, Anthony, we need to get something that's got unlimited data. I mean, these are large files, if you know what I mean.
A lot of storage potential.
Yes, exactly.
And the ability to double delete immediately.
Now, sir.
Wipe it clean.
And now, there is no way that these are traceable at all to us, right? Isn't that correct, sir? Get out of my store! Get out now! All right.
Anthony's like, I'll buy yours, you buy mine.
Exactly right. All right, we've got a special Anthony Weiner song, but we cannot play it until we warn you of its content, and then Violetta does the traffic right now for us. We'll play it on the other side. All right, my friends, Anthony Weiner needs to be, he needs to be celebrated in song, doesn't he? This is something from the archives of the Rokan show with Anna DeVlantis, Mighty Art Players.
Is there more stuff out there? Well, look, basically New Yorkers know the story. I did it. I did it with multiple people. These things were wrong and inappropriate, and I never should have been dishonest about them.
Now my wife is gone.
And I think Huma understands, I love her.
I grab my camera phone.
Yes, you did some dumb things.
The women want to see my wiener after a shower or after the gym. It's really impressive. Come on, baby, don't feel the wiener. It was in my hand, don't feel the wiener. Think it can fly, don't feel the wind. I wanna be your man. La la la.
this behavior that I did was problematic. My wife, God bless her, has been extraordinarily patient with me and extraordinarily supportive. I wonder all the time what I did to deserve such an amazing woman. But now, this is not about Anthony Weiner or Huma or my son. This is about the people of the city of New York and how much I want to fight for them. You may not want to talk about that. My opponents may not want to talk about that. But I'm hopeful that citizens still want to talk about that.
Anthony's made some horrible mistakes.
Somehow still I run.
Perhaps I'm surprised that more things didn't come out sooner.
Bill Clinton and Hillary survived the media scrutiny. Bill Clinton and Hillary,
4,000 couples every day.
Bill Clinton and Hillary,
4,000 couples every day.
They can really find happiness,
4,000 couples every day.